Hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another edition right here of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University baseball back in the win column last night to kick off the weekend series with Utah. Get into that in just a moment. It's your very first time listening to this podcast again. Thank you. Appreciate you for checking out the latest edition here on weekend edition of this podcast, and obviously the bus don't stop on after Friday night. We keep things moving along throughout the weekend, like y'all gonna get this weekend. Well, back in the win column, K-State baseball led by Bear Matlack going deep two more times out there in Salt Lake City. K-State knocks off Utah in game one of the series, 3-game set. 8-5 out there in Charlie Monfort Field. America First Ballpark. That's too much words right there. But yeah, I talked about it. I mentioned it here several days in a row. K-State uncharacteristically losing games at Tony Family Stadium. All right, you got to come out and you got to set the tone in the series. Well, they did just that there. 6 runs in a 2-inning span there. James Gaillette, again, start your ace for the K-State baseball team. Strong start from him getting that here momentarily there, but Barrett Matlack going deep twice. How about this from Carrollton, Georgia? Shout out to my home state. Barrett Matlack yet again going deep twice in this ball game there. Matlack, early note on him. Obviously, we got some notes here from this ball game. Registered his third multi-home run hit game at K-State, and his second home. Yeah, I know. He did this earlier in the year, going deep twice there, and he did. I believe I want to say it was SIUE. He did it in one of those games. He went deep twice in that series, and he kicks off the series out there in Utah. This was huge for K-State across the board. You needed momentum to start off the series right, and you did just that there last night. They had some big home runs there by Matlack, and we'll get to the rest of the lineup here momentarily. And, of course, when you get good starting pitching, the pitching has been suspect. last four games last night there, getting up too many runs. When your offense has been clicking pretty much majority of the year, you have to get decent starting pitching. I'm going to have to bring that back up because, yes, your offense is raking, but lately your pitching has sucked ass. And you needed to have a good start from your ace, really everybody. You know, Lincoln Sheffield is waiting in the wings. So tomorrow, I know I'm jumping the gun a little bit, a game, but you know Lincoln Sheffield's waiting in the wings. Come off that complete game there. You need another good solid start from your starter tonight. Where was it going here? Yes, Pete Hughes. Yes, Pete Hughes. Speaking of James Gaillette, quote, we need to agree. See, I didn't have to look at it. So, quote, but anyways, we needed a great effort, number one, by James Gaillette. And he went deep into the game, and I thought he did really good. Pete Hughes here in a quote here. Your head skipper at K-State. There, his quote, his fastball was as good as it's been all season long. And Adam Arthur was awesome coming out of the pen, end quote. And I'm going to add in this in here from Pete Hughes. Quote, offensively, we got a big hit out of Keaton Carl, and specifically Bear Matlack. He got the big hits against one of the best arms in our league, in my opinion, and got our team going on a Friday night on the road, end quote, there as well. So, yeah, James Gabb, matched that start there as well. And Gaillette became the first K-State Wildcat in 2026 to reach double-digit strikeouts this season. How about that? That got thrown on the bus a little bit there. So, I haven't mentioned that. Yeah, so, I thought Lincoln Sheffield got that. Apparently not. So it's been a minute since a starter has reached double digits there. Michael Quevedo, yes, sir. Last K-State pitcher to do it back in May 2025. there as well. We'll check inside the box score there as K-State gets their 18th win of 2026 on the road in Game 1 in Salt Lake City. It's K-State 8, Utah 5. Eddie Greer, postcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, home run ball. That was a theme last night across the board. Braves off to a solid start there. Just raking home runs out of the ballpark last night over y'all Kansas City Royals last night. Yeah, I'm just going to throw that one out there. And in your case, the Wildcats there knocked off Utah last night on the road to kick off this weekend series. Again, game two is later on tonight. The scoring got started in the third inning. K-State won in the third in a huge five-run fourth. Utah did not get on the board to the third to finish up K-State's innings there. K-State added one in the seventh and in the eighth innings there. Utah got on the board, as I said, in the fifth with three of those runs. And then they didn't get anything until the eighth inning with two runs there in that. And in K-State, 8 runs, 10 hits, an error, however, there. We talk about P. Hughes and myself talking about clean baseball. Well, hey, they did it for the most part there. Utah, the Utes. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. James Gaillette getting the win. 4th win of 2026. He's 4-1. Coulter McKinnelly is now 2-4. Adam Arthur picks up save number 2 there. Keaton Carl, we're getting a lot of playing time for K-State as of late there. And he produced, as Coach Hughes said in that comment. Yeah, Caden Carl and Aaron Matlack leading the way right there. It's going to go back to him. Caden Carl, 2-for-4, drove in 3 of the 8 runs for K-State. And then Barrett Matlack, as mentioned, here. So your 8 9-hitters in your lineup for the Batcats getting it done. A combination, 7 of the 8 runs driven by your 8 9-hitters last night. So, as I mentioned here throughout the season so far, you can, obviously, you're going to get your 1-4, whatever the order is, 1-4, whoever's hitting those 1-4 spots can produce. If your bottom order can produce like that, again, it's just going to make K-State that much difficult to beat here throughout the rest of the year. But 7 of the 8 runs driven in by your 8 9-hole hitters there as well. Back to James Gaillette. Solid 6 innings of work, 7 hits, 3 runs. All those were earned, 2 walks. And like we mentioned, that note right there, 10 strikeouts. And Adam Arthur finished it up the rest there with 3 innings there, 2 hits, 2 runs. All those were earned, 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. So the number right there is 2. Colton McKinnelly. He went also 6. He, as I said, gave up those 6 runs. Majority of those runs. And then you had Ian Culver and Anson McGorman round out the rest of that Utah lineup right there. Utah, when we see here. Utah, Luke Jacobs. He went 2-for-5 in the game. Daniel Ambula. I borrowed Butcher last name. I apologize about that one. He went 1-for-5. He drove in 2 runs for Utah in the game. Others, Grant Gallagher, 1-for-4 in the ball game. Shantero, my gosh, Shantero, hitless. So did Kylan Lotus. He was hitless. D. Kennedy was 2-for-4. So was Ty Simulowski. He was 2-for-4 as well in the game. And Grant Gallagher, outside of Carl and Matlack, he drove in the other K-State run in the ball game, as K-State ups Utah 8-5 last night in Salt Lake City and gets the series started out right. And K-State can clinch the series tonight there as well. K-State here. Let me see in for a moment. Yeah, K-State for a minute. K-State goes to 12-3 now when they strike first in the game there. And hold on a second. Yeah, well, that streak came to a close yesterday. Here's the point here that I'm reading. K-State have registered 4 straight games with 10 or more runs. That did not happen last night as that streak kind of came to a close there. But 4 of the last 5, They have scored 10 or more runs. They scored 8 last night in this win there as well. Let me see here. Ty Simulaski, he's now reached base. He's reached base now in 18. What? See, we're finding out some things here after this ball game. So how about that? There's Ty Simulaski. Yeah, Thomas Simulaski has been red hot in his stretch here there for the Cats there as well. So game 2 this afternoon in Salt Lake City as K-State now goes for the clinching of the series this afternoon. 3 Central Time, game 2 there. I don't know who started for K-State. We'll obviously find that out for the postcast when I record it tomorrow there as well. So, yeah, K-State. Let me see here. Oh, so here we go. Here. We'll end it with this right here. K-State, since the expansion of the Big 12, Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, there are 22-12 against the Big 12 newcomers. That includes Utah. Just going to throw that one out there for you. So there's that there. So, hey, K-State needed a big start off right in the series. They got it. Let's see if they can carry that mojo in the game, too, later on this afternoon out there in Salt Lake City as the two teams will meet again out there. Part of a weekend series out there. And K-State, by the way, now back to 500 in conference play. 4-3. Look to tack on another win later on this afternoon. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Y'all know what time it is. iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, that's men's, women's golf coming on Monday. Baseball. Outdoor track and field. We'll have more on that here in a little bit there as well. Women's tennis and so much more, folks. Again, appreciate y'all for your support on this daily podcast. We are rocking and rolling into the weekend. Make sure to tell a fellow K-Stater about this particular podcast, that other K-State podcast up here in what it is now, sunny KC, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from, again, Missouri, KC Moe, K-State, led by Barry Matlack, Kane Carl, 8, Utah, 5. This has been another edition right here of the Pro Bunch of Podcast, postcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.